Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 18th of October, Anno Domini 2014, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news. First bit of news, of course, is the Sound Bites site is back up. Our friends at our hosting company have been diligently working to get it to come back up, and we're very delighted at that. Thank you so much. Exactly. I'll have a poll up shortly, but right now I'm giving you the news. And we will start with the Android news. We're doing things alphabetically today. Two big announcements this week, one from Android, one from Apple, and we'll do them alphabetically. The moment Android fans have been eagerly awaiting for months finally arrived on Wednesday as Google finally announced release details for Android 5.0 Lollipop. Android L's most obvious new feature is the inclusion of Material Design, a new design interface that is notable for its flatter icons and its physics-based animations that will give both Android apps and the platform itself a smoother and more consistent user experience. Although Material Design is the most notable change with Android 5.0, it's far from the only one. Google's also implemented a new lock screen that comes with notifications that won't force you to open up an app to take action on them. So, for instance, you'll be able to delete email messages from your device's lock screen or from your notification center now without having to actually open up Gmail to trash them. Android 5.0 is also the first version of Android that's been optimized for 64-bit architecture, which will presumably open the floodgates for hardware manufacturers to start cranking out 64-bit Android smartphones and tablets. This is important because chips with more bits can handle more memory. And finally, Android 5.0 features a bunch of improvements in battery efficiency thanks to Google's Project Volta, which has been working on ways to extend your Android device's battery life by as much as 90 extra minutes when it's low on power. Android 5.0 will be released for the Nexus 5, Nexus 7, Nexus 10, and Google Play Edition devices in coming weeks. There's no timetable yet on how it will release to other popular Android devices, such as the Galaxy S5, which is the only one that's actually important. In addition to that, there were some other announcements, including the the Google Player, which is the closest analogy is Apple TV. Basically, it's all the things you currently have with something like a Roku. You can do Netflix and Hulu and all of those other things. Plus, it includes the Chromecast. So for $99, $100, you can get essentially what you get with a Roku plus what you get with a Chromecast. Sadly, I actually had to sleep last night, so it went on sale at midnight.
Slacker.
At midnight California time, which is what, 3 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got up this morning, it was sold out, entirely sold out. So, but it'll be back up again. And our poll of the week, which will shortly be up at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, Apple or Google announcement more impressive? Your choices are Apple, Google, meh, and where's my flying car? You'll also be able to go into the forum and under 18 October 2014, Apple or Google announcement more impressive. And of course, give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. I'm going to repeat those numbers because they're more important today than ever before. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Why are those important? Because we are in a pledge drive.
And we warned you last week.
The reality is this, folks. As we have said more than once, This station is solely member supported. Unlike a lot of other stations that we don't get any national money, state money, local money, federal money, any money. We get money from you. That's where it comes from. If you want to talk about a truly public radio station, you're listening to it right now. And the folks here were kind enough. Rob Linton himself, Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen, was kind enough to put us on the air and give us a home. And I think it's time for us to say thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
Hey, not a problem. I'm here making repairs. And
I see that.
You got me on camera.
You got me on camera, too. Yeah, it actually looks really, you know, I should probably stand.
He comes in this room, he immediately just kneels down. It's a thing.
Well, you know, listen, it is a very important day. You want to make sure you support Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites on the station because, you know, that's why we're here.
Yep.
You know, the show exists because of listeners that become members. We want to make sure that happens. So if you're not yet a member, give us a call. Make that pledge of support to 966-JAZZ.
966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Listen, like I said, Rob and all the folks here at Jazz 90.1 gave us a home. And I, for one, am really, really appreciative, and I hope you are too. And I know that these are parlous economic times. They have been for years, but you folks have stepped up quite generously over the years. But you know what would be really cool? If we did not have to come and do this again next week.
Oh, that'd be great.
As soon as we make our money, we will stop pledging. This is not, you know, we're going to pledge for 16 weeks or whatever the numbers are. Hopefully, it'll be more like 2 weeks. But we could finish this whole pledge drive in 1 week. And that's up to you. Yes, I'm talking directly to you. If you have never pledged before, why not? You're listening to this show. Clearly, there is some value here for you, and you're not calling in right now. Right at this moment, no one is calling in. That includes you. And I don't know why. If you're not interested in this show, if you're not interested in listening every week, why did you tune in? If you are interested in listening, why are you not interested in having this show come back next week? I don't get it.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of levels you can pledge at. But in addition to that, and more importantly to that, we have something called the Jazz-O-Matic. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member of Jazz 90.1. It's a pledge of $10 or more per month. You can cancel it at any time, and you get the gifts for whatever level of support that is. When you call up, not if you call up, when you call up, tell them you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. They'll help you complete the monthly gift form, and that's all. That's all there is to it. It takes just a couple of minutes, even if you talk slowly. So we need your help. Make that call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, and you can become a member of Jazz 90.1 and help support the station you're listening to right now. We need, I can't stress this enough. This is not a joke. There's no, this is not just, oh yeah, we'd like a little extra money.
Right.
This is, let's keep the station on the air. Let's pay for the repairs that are needed. Let's pay for the stuff that's needed. 99% of the people you hear on this station are volunteers. We do not get paid.
Yeah.
It's not that we don't get paid at what we're worth. We don't get paid at all.
Right. And you know what? We've been doing this for over 25 years now. 25 years of giving up our Saturdays. That's the three of us giving up our Saturdays, you know, to turn around, come in here every week and, you know, answer your computer questions. And how many times have we heard over the course of the years folks turn around and say, gee, you know what? You guys really helped me and saved me quite a bit of time and effort. Well, if we saved you time and effort, isn't that time and effort that we helped you out with worth a little money?
Yep.
Because like you said, we only come to you twice a year. We're not begging, you know, 3-4 times like some stations that, you know, have to do it more frequently. We come to you twice a year asking you to please dig down in your pockets and give what you can. There is no wrong amount.
Right, right,
so
right.
So if you say, you know, I can't afford it, it's okay. We understand. You know what? But everybody can, you know, if they just dig deep a little bit, well, that's $10 or whatever you can afford. That's great. That's $10 closer we get to that goal and not having to turn around each week, as you folks have seen over the years, coming to you week after week and say, come on, folks, let's get this done. The sooner we get this done, the sooner we go back to just answering questions and you're not hearing us ask you for more money.
Right. And that's what we want to do. We want to stop this. We want to go back to just answering questions. But the reality is, if we don't keep this station running, we don't answer your questions. I'm not answering them on Facebook anymore. I'm not answering them anywhere else anymore. We answer them on Soundbites and in Second Life on Sunday nights. And so if you want us to answer your questions, this is the place. And we need your help. We need you to pick up that phone, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. It's not a difficult thing to do. It takes less than 2 minutes. And when you're done, you will not only feel smug because you know I'm not talking to you anymore when we say the things we're saying now, but also you will feel good that you have helped not only this community of longtime jazz listeners, but also the community of Soundbites people. And you should really join our friend Al, who made a very generous pledge. Thank you so much, Al. We really appreciate it. You can join at any level. There's all kinds of levels, and Al was very generous to make a pledge. And you're behind. Al is ahead of you. Al has stepped up. He finds value in this show. He wants this show to stay on the air. If you don't want it to stay on the air, just tune out and don't ever tune back in, because that's what it'll be like if we're not here. We need your help. We need you to help us make sure that this show stays on the air. Just make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. What? Yes, there are people who listen to this show from out of town. There are people who listen to this show from out of state. There are people who listen to this show from out of country. So please, please join us. Help us out. Make the pledge. Make the call. Become a member. We need your help. We're feeling kind of alone right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd really like your help. We'd like you to make that call. To help us stay on the air.
And you get to talk to Phil on the phone.
And you get to talk to Phil.
who's giving up his Saturday to help us answer the phones. For
another
the
volunteer, yep, who feels that this station, this show, is worth the time and effort. And he is taking the time and the effort to do this. And don't disappoint him. Poor Phil is sitting in the other office right now, just waiting for the phone to ring, and it's not ringing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ringing. So make the call, make the pledge, help us out, keep this station on the air. I always brag ahead of time that we can beat the polka guys. I always brag to Rob that we've got the best listeners on the station. Today we're not seeing it.
And there's some great music during the rest of the week as well. It's not just us computer questions. We always joke that Saturday is the eclectic day, and we've got Latin jazz in the morning, and then a couple hours of polka. We have to make sure we beat the polka guys.
Exactly.
And then after us, George with the great German show. And so it's all kinds of jazz. We've got different kinds of jazz, you know, every day of the week. And I'm trying to find when Phil's on, and
yeah, right.
The text is too small.
Right.
So Phil hosts his own show.
But
with
that's the one
jazz
thing,
too,
though.
Yeah.
Now, just stating that here you've got all these music programs, and then right in the middle of it, on a Saturday, prime time from noon to two. Rob took the risk,
yep,
and turned around and said, tell you what, you guys want to come over here to Jazz 90.1? Gave us this time slot, and you folks have always showed your appreciation by calling in and supporting us to keep us here.
Yep.
Because otherwise, you know what? he could turn around and replace us with another music program.
Right, right. He's been very generous. We need to show our appreciation. They've given us a home, and that home is a beautiful place, but we can't keep it without your support. And again, this is the solely member-supported station. We need you to come and to step forward and to make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-529. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We'll get out of the way for a couple of minutes and let you make that call. It's Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, and you. 20 minutes after the hour, Soundbites. Member supported, Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we'd like to thank Edward for his very generous donation. Also, Mike for his very generous donation. Thanks to both of you for helping keep this show on the air, help keep this station running, help keeping everything going for this particular show. We know that there's a lot of effort, a lot of pulls on your time and on your money, and we really do appreciate that you have elected to pledge some of your money to us. We feel very, very serious about keeping this show on the air, keeping everything up and running, and only you can make that happen. And so we want to thank Al and Edward and Mike, who have so far joined and made their pledges. You should join them. You should be interested in keeping the show on the air and keeping everything running here. And you do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And while you're doing that, let's read some more news. In addition to Google, Apple unveiled its new line of products on Thursday, including a thinner iPad that gives customers the ability to unlock the device and purchase items with their fingerprints. The iPad Air 2 has a screen that's 6.1 millimeters thick, thinner than a pencil, and nearly 20% more slender than the first-generation iPad Air. The new device, which at $500 for a 16-gig wireless model, also has a faster processor, better cameras, and fingerprint reading feature, Touch ID. Apple also showcased its new iPad Mini 3 with Touch ID, which starts at $400 for a 16-gig wireless device. The iPad Air 2's faster processor and Touch ID could be enough to convince owners of older iPads to buy new tablets. This has been a challenge for Apple, actually a major challenge for Apple, as well as makers of other tablets, as little other than the weight and size of the devices has changed since their introduction. Essentially, the iPad you bought 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and the iPad you could buy yesterday were essentially the same iPad, except one was a little thinner, maybe a little lighter, et cetera, et cetera. Now at least there's also a faster processor. Apple also launched an iMac with a 5K Retina display. Of with the people within the sound of my voice, three of you will be able to actually notice that. Touting it as the world's highest resolution display, the computer costs $2,500 with a display that's 27 inches and has 14.7 million pixels. Some have called this product game-changing because it would force Apple's competitors to move to higher resolution screens. That's only true, of course, if people buy them.
Right.
Apple's newest Mac operating system, Yosemite, also launched on Thursday. The system allows users more continuity. I love this feature. Between Apple devices that are connected to iCloud. For example, a user could make a phone call with a MacBook using the computer as a speakerphone connecting through their iPhone. Apple also announced its payment system, Apple Pay, which starts on Monday. The system allows people with Apple's recently released iPhone 6 and 6 Plus to hold their smartphones near a reader at the checkout counter and pay for purchases at participating retailers. iPad Air 2 and iPad Mini 3 users will also be able to use iPad online, Apple Pay online, but not in stores. So again, which announcement was more impressive? Give us a call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Just like our friend Scott did. Scott, as always, you are way, way too generous to us. Thank you so much. We are very, very happy. Thank you. We also have an internet pledge. Mark from Rochester, thank you very much. And Betty, thank you again for your generous pledge. Thank you all so very, very much. We're delighted that you are interested and willing to keep this station alive and on the air. We couldn't possibly be any happier. Thank you so much.
And keeping with your story there, last night on the news, they announced that Wegmans here is going to be doing that fingerprint touch technology at their checkouts, and that you can pay for your groceries right then and there.
Yep.
But a lot of folks were worried about, oh, the security, you know, being wireless and that. They said, evidently, it is a very short signal that is transmitted from that thing that actually reads your thumbprint.
Right, and yeah, it's a very near field communication, yes, so it's going to be
Near field. So there's not that, you know, chance of it just being spread all over the store, you know, being broadcast that somebody else could tap into it. It's very close proximity.
And one of the ways Apple Pay works is when you add a credit card to the Apple Pay wallet in your phone, it does not use the credit card number. It makes up a one-time number for every purchase. So every purchase has a separate encrypted number. The clerk does not see your credit card number. So the big thing about handing your credit card to a clerk, they see the number, and that's how a lot of credit card fraud happens. And so every transaction is a separate number. So there's very little danger that even if that one number got out, it's already been used on the transaction you're already making.
Right.
There are a couple of competing online payment systems coming out, big companies, Walmart and Best Buy, are backing this other system, and it does use your existing credit card number, so it's not quite as secure. We'll see who wins in the marketplace.
Right, and Google has had this for a couple of years now, but I don't know enough about
it. Never caught on. Yeah,
I don't know enough about its internal Google Wallet. I don't know enough about how it works internally. Because I've never used it.
Yep. See, that's the big thing with Google. They make this great technology and let the developers and the end users figure it out. Apple went to the next step of going to the banks and credit card companies and merchant companies to say, we got this cool new thing. Let's get it working and get it in the hands of the public.
Yep, exactly right.
So you don't have to worry about credit card fraud because you're not actually using your credit card. You're using a one-time number.
Right. And that's really, really actually very nice. And also you can add your thumbprint to it. So
you have to authenticate with your thumbprint before the payment will actually be made.
Right.
And so that also adds to the security as well.
Right. Now, what are you hearing from people about the rest of the announcement? Because I'm hearing what I'm seeing all over the place is a lot of people, of course, disappointed. Again, there was nothing revolutionary, just a little faster, a little better.
Part of the problem is it was 45 minutes of recap.
Yeah.
That they already told us all of that. And then at the very end of it, okay, iOS 8.1 is available today and macOS 10. No, the other way around. macOS 10.10 was available on Thursday. iOS 8.1 will be available on Monday. So we got definite ship dates. They probably stagger that so they don't overwhelm their servers.
Right.
So 45 minutes of recap. And then a couple of new things. The Retina iMac is really, really cool, and I'm very surprised it's only $500 more than the standard iMac to get a 5K display. Dell and several other companies are doing 5K monitors, and it's $3,000 for the monitor itself without a computer on the back of it. So how Apple was able to get, probably through quantities of scale, how they were able to get the 5K display for only $2,500
right,
is pretty amazing. But then on the iPad, thinner, They had a commercial a few years ago about a pencil, and you couldn't see the iPad. Well, then Samsung did one where the pencil was hiding the iPad, which was hiding the Samsung tablet.
Right.
So now they had a cool little commercial where they got a laser beam cutting the pencil in half, and here's the new iPad. But it wasn't really revolutionary. They added the touch sensor that the phone has had, so now the iPads do fingerprint reading as well. One interesting thing they did do is they removed the 32-gig configuration. So now 16 gig is $499, 64 gig is $599, and 128 gig is $699. Annoyingly, though, they left the old products in the product line, but at a lower price. So we thought we were going to get away with fewer SKUs. We've ended up with more now. Mm-hmm. And they added a color. You can now get a gold iPad. And what upshot that is now the iPads start at $249 for an iPad mini non-Retina.
Right.
So it's the lowest price they've ever had for a new mini. And then the Mac Mini had a long time since it was refreshed, and they came out with a model for $499. So that's an under $500 model. But one of the things that's annoying with that is it's a very, very slow processor. It's only 1.4 gigahertz Haswell processor, which is more
than... My Chromebook is faster than that.
Yeah. That's enough for...
I'm sorry, but no.
It's enough for home users doing basic web surfing, but it's not as good as the old model was.
Right.
And they removed the quad-core i7 option. You can now only get a dual-core i7. And so, yeah, the Mini got upgraded, but the new model isn't...
So does that sound like they're looking to phase that out in the near future?
Well, a lot of people were wondering if it would become a little black donut, because the Mac Pro went to the cylinder, so the Mac Mini will go to a short cylinder, which is a donut. but that's still their home theater PC. A lot of people are using it as a step up from an Apple TV or a Roku, and
not anymore,
putting a real computer on it. But yeah, but it's now it's so easy with other devices. It's still a nice machine if you're upgrading from an old computer and already have your keyboard, mouse, and monitor, or you do want to plug it into your television as a home theater PC.
No, the problem is people don't understand. Many people are not as tech savvy as our listeners.
Yeah.
So they're going to say, oh, a new Mac Mini for $500, let's buy it, and then they're going to be just very disappointed that it's slower.
It's very fast graphics. They have the latest Intel HD graphics. Very fast storage, PCI Express flash storage. But the processor is not quite. Mm-hmm. So that $499 model, it's a nice entry point, but you really want the $699 model that has the much better processor
in
it.
Right.
I was going to say, in talking about that, and one of the other earlier stories that you were talking about as far as the cable and all that other stuff, internet TV and that, is really catching on. Because they were saying, now with the tablets and more stations are starting to offer all the programs that for a small fee, you can stream to your tablets or anything else.
HBO and CBS both announced you can subscribe to HBO without having a cable TV subscription. CBS, the same thing. You can get CBS over the internet without having a cable TV subscription.
And that's, talk about wanting things. We've talked about this a while back. That was one of the big things with the cable company. They sit there and then they say, okay, we're giving you this package. And this package included quite a few of the items that, really, we didn't care about. Shopping network or this or that.
But that was the only way to get the stuff you did care about.
Now, with the tablets and everything else, you get the Comcast, being able to stream it right from your computer, right to your big screen TV.
Chromecast.
Thank you. Chromecast. I knew I was getting it wrong.
Right.
You can watch it right there on
Comcast
your TV.
Is another issue.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we don't need a home theater PC anymore because you've got it on your tablet. And so many networks are coming out with their own apps. You don't have to have the cable TV app. I get the A&E app and I can watch this show. I get the Smithsonian has an app and I can watch their show.
Exactly. Here's the problem with that, however. The problem is CBS is charging $6 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is the shows that I watch on just CBS worth $6 a month to me?
And if every network does that, $6-$8 a month, suddenly you're up to that $40-$60 a month that your cable TV cost anyway. So maybe the cable TV was right. It is better to bundle it all together.
No, I bet you for most folks, you'll find folks that'll watch maybe four different channels. The majority of it. that they'd subscribe to. So even if it's $6 a month, that's only $18 a month. Mm-hmm. The others, they could pick and choose.
Well, and
you can watch the on-demand ones in there.
And with sites like Netflix and Hulu, they get a lot of content from multiple networks.
Right. And so if I have the ability to watch everything but CBS for $8 a month through Netflix, maybe another $8 a month through Hulu,
mm-hmm.
am I then going to want to pay another $8 for one station?
Well, and the cable industry ran into that. So many people wanted to watch Dexter. They subscribed to Showtime. And then so many people wanted to watch Game of Thrones that they subscribed to HBO. So you get this really great show on this one network. And now I'm paying $30 a month for HBO to watch one show. And that doesn't feel right.
Right, right, right. And that's just it.
Well, and they're hoping you'll find other shows to watch, too.
Right.
But there's not enough time in the day.
Well, and that's just it. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. Plenty of time to call 966-5299 or 1-800-790-0415 and make your pledge to the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I want to apologize. I called it Google TV. There will be a Google TV. That's the stuff built into actual smart televisions. The product that Google introduced is called the Nexus Player. And you really should go read about it. It's kind of amazing. It's essentially a Roku box with a Chromecast and... I got that part. It's a Roku box with a Chromecast, and you can play games on it for $100. It's a pretty cool toy. All right, to the phones. Our first caller today is James from Rochester, New York. Welcome, James. What's up?
Hi. I installed VLC Media Player. Now, does it automatically, if I stream a video, like from a CNN website, is that what it's going to play on?
It depends. Likely, if you stream video from the CNN website, it's actually playing right in the browser that you were using. So, no, it won't use an external player of any sort.
So
to actually
none of those videos from websites would use that VLC?
Yes.
It's whatever is on.
Right, right. It's essentially VLC will play whatever on your hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And anything that streams from the web will likely play through your browser.
Through the browser, yeah, because on videos, sometimes they start and stop and stuff like that.
And that's because you're right. That's unfortunately
part of your internet.
That's part of the internet. Some of it is how fast your internet connection actually is, and part of it is how beefy the server is at the other end and how many things it's serving at once.
Because what you're seeing is that it's actually buffering it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And part of the problem is also what you're going through. Remember, the internet is not one pipe.
Uh-huh.
It's pipe to pipe to pipe to pipe to pipe, and pretty much anybody with a rusty pair of pliers and a couple of wires can call themselves on the internet.
Yeah.
So your system could be going through some really fast connections and some really slow connections.
That's why it does that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about that.
I have Windows 7. On the Windows automatic updates, I'm not able to change the settings. You know, it's grayed out at like 3 a.m., you know, with it, and I can't switch it. It's like frozen there. What's the problem with that?
Wait a minute. What 3 a.m. for what?
So where he can say, he can go in and say, update at 3 a.m.
Because my computer's not on at 3 a.m. I used to have it where it was like 1 in the afternoon, but for some reason, once in a while, that stops. And somebody said that it has something to do with the administrator.
Yeah, if you're not the administrator, you can't change that number. So if you have an admin login, then that's the person who can change that.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of that. It stopped automatically.
So when you go to log in, you can't change that. You only have one person who could log in.
Yeah, I don't have any logins or passwords. It just automatically opens up.
All right, the first thing you want to do is then when you run that program that lets you change those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Right-click on it, for example, to open the control panel, right?
Yeah.
Right-click on it and select Run as Administrator.
Uh-huh.
And that should let you run it as the administrator, and then you will be able to do that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay. You will be able to do that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's the Windows updates. That's the stuff I want.
Right. So when you... You know how you get to the page that's grayed out, right?
Yeah.
When you double-click on whatever you double-click on to run that page, right-click on it instead and select Run as Administrator.
All right. Change settings. No.
You may want to check your users folder to see if there is... another user that's the administrator, and you are logged in as a standard user.
Uh-huh.
So that's that would be it. In control panels under users, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll check that. Under
All right.
users?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. See if there's happens to be another user that's the administrator.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank both Brian for his very generous donation and our friend Dolores for her very generous donation as well. Thank you both so much. What they have donated to is this station. We are in a pledge drive. This station does not get federal money. It doesn't get state money. It doesn't get local money. It doesn't get city money. It doesn't get county money. The money that we get to run this station comes solely, completely, and totally from you. When we say member supported, we ain't kidding. It's not a phrase, it's a reality. And the way this station stays up is by your generous donations. Without you, there is no station. And we've bounced around a little bit here at Soundbites, but we have found a home. The Rob Linton and the folks at Jazz 90.1 were generous enough to give us a home, and it's a really nice home. And mm-hmm. and it's time for us to show our appreciation of that, and to give whatever you can to keep this station alive, to keep the people in it working. 99% of us are volunteers. There's very few people who get paid, and believe me, they don't get paid a lot. But there is a lot of money that's required to actually keep a station on the air. The electricity, the lights, replacing bad equipment, upgrading equipment. Last year, the year before, whatever it was, we added the streaming thing. That costs us money. Having an app cost us money, and we're looking to upgrade that. That's going to cost us money. It's you who does that. Please, please help keep us on the air. Show your appreciation to Jazz 90.1 for giving us all a home. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And before I forget, you can, of course, pledge securely right online at jazz901.org. You don't even have to interact with another human being. You can do it all from the comfort of your computer without talking to people.
And we do have somebody on the line, but I forgot to get their name.
Should be Brian from Rochester?
There we go.
Hello.
Hi there, what's up?
Well, first a comment, then a question. I got this great... You guys like to develop apps, right?
Yeah.
Great idea for an app. And it's appropriate to this weekend. Whenever someone comes in and gives a pledge, you have an app which provides an SAP.
Yeah.
So you can continue to listen to the great music without the ads.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You think you could do that?
I love this idea. You're a very sick individual. You know that.
Yeah. All right, Nick, you know my computer habits.
Yes.
We have two desktops, and 4 years ago, you finally joined the real world and bought a laptop.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be traveling this year, and my wife says, that thing's too heavy to carry. Let's go get something smaller. So I bought a Galaxy yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Nice little 10-inch one, you know, nice. And it works. See, I think it works okay, except I can't get it to connect to my router.
You have the worst trouble with that router.
And it recognizes the network. It says with the right name. It comes in with the right name.
Right.
And it says signal strength is great. It has the right security codes. It says enter a password.
Yeah.
So I dutifully go to my Windows thing, and I get the little password, and I type it in. And you know what? That they say if you keep doing something over and over and expect a different outcome.
It's the definition of insanity, yeah.
Yeah, you see it applies to me. And it does not take it. And I've tried every password that I can find.
Okay.
And it just doesn't like them.
All right. First, the good news.
Yeah.
You were already insane, so that's not a problem.
Well, you know, I'm just keeping up my strength.
The second thing is, in general, case counts.
Yeah, that's not. I got that.
Well, you have to be very careful when you're doing stuff. You're doing this off the keyboard on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be really careful about that because, unfortunately, those of us who are used to typing on keyboards, screens react very differently.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So one of the things I would suggest is, in general, on a Google device, on an Android device, every time you type a letter, it momentarily shows.
Same thing on the iPhone.
Show the password.
Right, and you can say show password.
Right, and I do that.
And it's the right password?
Absolutely. I've looked at it. My wife's looked at it. Look at it. Hold it up next to the screen and look at it. And it doesn't like it.
And you've got the right network name selected. You've got your network selected, not your neighbor's.
Yes. And it says signal strength is great. And of course, I'm sitting right next to the router.
Right. And what's the error message you get?
Let's see. Connect.
We've talked about this.
It was covered. Authenticating, da da da. It's the top one. And it says error occurred. That's all.
During authentication, yeah. I would suggest logging back into your router control panel and verifying you've got the right wireless password.
Okay. I've done it through Windows, and it's the one I've used to do the rest of the network.
Right, and it worked for all of those.
Correct.
Ah, what encryption level does your router have? If you're using something very old like WEP... WPA, okay.
Yeah.
If you were using something really old like WEP, it could be that the new tablet won't support that because it's broken.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I look at the security, WPA on the tablet, mm-hmm. WPA, WPA2, PSK.
You know what you've done?
No, I have the faintest idea, obviously.
There are two places you can put a username.
Okay.
Or a password. There's something called identity something, and there's another place farther down the list.
Now I'm totally lost. Remember, this is a new toy. I have no idea.
No, I get that. But when you go to put in your username and your password, you're presented with a screen that says... what's on that screen? It asks you for what encryption you're using. That's WPA2. It may ask you for a backup encryption, which is probably TPIK or something along that line.
PSK.
Yeah, and then farther down it will say identity.
Yeah.
And you don't put anything in identity. Farther down under that is where your password goes, your username and your password. If you're using WPA2, it will ask for an identity, and many people put their stuff in that section, and that's the wrong section.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I didn't do any of that. When I turned it on, it searched and it found it, and it said Brian Holm. That's my network name, and it says it's fine.
He wouldn't have to do it in hex, would he? Not ASCII?
No. It's ASCII. All right, you're just going to have to find somebody who will come over to your house for a beer.
All right, fine.
All right?
I'll talk to him later.
You got it.
All right. See
Bye-bye.
You later. Bye.
Sometimes you just have to be sitting in front of the machine, yep. And I will work for beer.
See, that can be a tricky thing on Wi-Fi.
At least for Brian, he buys good beer.
Oh, I was going to say, and as long as you don't have to go inside the machine.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't have to. I'll sit and poke at screens all day as long as I don't have to open the laptop.
Yeah. So my son had a Nintendo DS, and it only supported WEP.
Exactly.
So I either had to have no encryption or so weak that it's better as much as no encryption, to let the Nintendo. Fortunately, he didn't use that for very long, and he's on his Xbox, so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I had the same issue.
Yep.
Windows XP did not support anything but WEP at the beginning.
Yep.
And so I had that same issue, but it's all fixed now. Don't forget, you can give us a call. To ask a question, or more importantly, to make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also I'm not discounting you folks out in the hinterlands as far as Rochester is concerned. Please call in. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break to let you do just that, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, so plenty of time to make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. We'll be back with a whole lot more sound bites on the truly great, and as I keep telling you, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. What?
Email.
And of course, you can email us at jazz901.org, and you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and never have to talk to a human being. Thank you so much for your generous support to all the folks who've already called in. I cannot tell you how much this truly means to me, but we're going to give you a chance, the rest of you, a chance to do it for a whole nother hour with the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Sound Bites, on member supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second hour of our first week of our fall pledge drive. And I say second of our first week. We can end this pledge drive today if every single person listening to this show calls in with a pledge and we hit our goal, we stop asking for money. It's that simple. But as we said in the first hour, first let me thank once again all the people who so very generously pledged to support this station. The folks here at Jazz 90.1 have given us a home. Rob Linton and all the other folks here gave us a home when we had nowhere else to go. And I can't tell you how happy we are to be here. Great people, great place, really nice, but we need to show our appreciation. And the way we do that is by pledging. I keep saying this. This station is solely member supported. We don't get government money. We don't get state money. We don't get money from anybody except you. This is where our money comes from. Every single dollar pledged to this station comes from members. And we are honored at the folks from the first hour who were generous enough to pledge. But honestly, it was not quite enough to get us over the top. We need more of you to do that.
And one of the other cool things is when you do pledge, there's a few things that happen. One, you get the new diner card that's out for this year.
Which is so great.
That you can show and get at various restaurants and get, you know, more or less like 2-for-1 or, you know, money off your meal. But we also have other gifts, depending on, you know, your sponsor level. At the 90-10, you can choose from a White Soundbites short sleeve pullover shirt or a Soundbites short sleeve t-shirt. They have a navy baseball cap or a long sleeve t-shirt. I mean, there's a lot of different gifts that we throw in
yep.
with your membership. And it's also tax deductible.
Yep.
Hello. You know, not too many places.
If you itemize.
Yeah. If you itemize, which a lot of folks nowadays do, especially if you own a home or anything else like that. Yeah. You're going to be itemizing and you can also add that to it.
Right.
But like Nick has said before, though, you're part of now the family. You can sit there and be very smug and say, yeah, I support you guys. So when we see you, say, at the Jazz Fest, and this happens every year. I mean, I've been going to Jazz Fest now for over 5 years. And it is so great when the folks come up, you know what? They'll be dropping another dollar into our bucket there and say, you know what? I'm a member, and I love what you guys are doing. I really appreciate what you're doing. And I want to, you know, I'm just glad to be part of the family and supporting you guys in your endeavors. And
it fascinates me, though, because most of the people who do that are already members. It seems that the members are generous. They'll up their membership or
yep.
they'll throw a buck in the bucket.
Yep.
And a lot of people who aren't members won't. I don't understand why not. I don't understand how it can be that you're willing to listen to this show and not willing to help it stay on the air. I truly do not understand
and
that.
The other thing that gets me is, you know, during the Jazz Fest, if everybody that went through that Jazz Fest, and I mean, they have over 100,000 folks that come through that
That's
Jazz
right.
Fest during that week. If every person that came there, because they enjoy, oh, one thing in common, oh, jazz.
Yep.
And they're there usually for, you know, at least 2-3 days. If they just stopped by and dropped in $1. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
That's exactly right.
We would be sitting there just answering computer questions.
Here's the other thing. I get people all the time and I say, are you a member? Says, no, I don't listen to jazz. The heck you don't listen to jazz? We know that people who listen to jazz have higher brain activity than people who listen to other genres, except classical. And so we know that you people are smart and that you keep your brains alive through things like jazz. And if you're not listening to jazz, you should be listening to jazz because it's just going to help your brain. So help your brain. Help keep this show on the air. Make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside that 585 area code, and I know a lot of people listen to this show, both the live through the stream and also on the podcast. And I'm talking to you people. You know what the podcast costs to keep online all the time? Do you know what it costs to do streaming all the time? Make that call, 1-800-790-0415. If you're one of those people who does not like to talk to humans, you can pledge securely online and never have a human interaction at jazz901.org. And for all those of you who pledged in the last hour, thank you so, so much for your generous support. And for those of you who have not yet pledged in this hour, why the hell not? I don't get it. We need your assistance. We want to thank the anonymous person who just donated over the internet. It's great. You don't have to give us your name. We're more than happy to take anonymous pledges. Cash is anonymous. We know that. And we're delighted with that. Also, we should probably mention, because we don't mention it often enough, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. That's just a fancy term for if you pledge $10 or more per month. We know that a lot of you would love to pledge a decent amount of money, $100, $120, $150, and you just don't have that kind of scratch on hand. I get that. Believe me when I tell you, I get that. But But if you become a Jazz-O-Matic member, if you pledge $10 or more per month, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. The bite every month is tiny, and yet this station gets $120
mm-hmm.
of a year out of that, or $240 or whatever you feel is a small bite per month for you to pledge.
Right.
And all you have to do is make that call. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you want us to, we will read your first name on the air. If you don't want us to, we won't read your first name on the air. You will be anonymous. We're happy to do that. But we can't do it until you make that pledge. This phone has not rung this entire hour. It's already 12 minutes after the hour. That's 12 minutes gone when someone could be making the pledge. I'm getting discouraged. We do this every single week, and all we ask in return is that a couple of times a year you make a pledge to this station.
And right now, again, the Poke guys are beating our butt.
I don't get it. Yep, they're
definitely kicking our butt. And you know, it's disheartening because, you know, of all the hundreds of listeners that we have and the number of issues that we've resolved. I mean, over the years, and just this year alone, with answering questions that has saved folks literally hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Because to take your machine in, it's easily to get it cleaned up with nowadays these root kits and everything else, you're looking up over $100.
Sure.
Over $100 minimum. Just to get root kits and that cleaned out of your machine. Because on a root kit, typically, that machine, you have to pull the hard drive out. So that means opening up that machine, taking that hard drive out, putting it on another physical machine.
Dealing with all the dust and spiders that might be inside the computer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've gotten so used to that, forget it.
Yeah.
But you're pulling it out, putting it on another machine that you've got to run a process with.
Yep.
Then take it from there, put it back in the machine, and continue to remove the rest of the stuff. Because it's guaranteed that if a root kit is in there, there's going to be a lot of other junk that the programs, by the way, that we recommend that you run, you know, the super anti-spyware, the malware bytes, and the antivirus programs, which are free.
You know, here's what I don't get. I don't get why computer people are so cheap.
Yeah, true.
I'm sorry, I don't get it. I have a donation button on the Soundbites website to help keep that site alive. Which is separate from what we do here for the pledge. I have a donate button on the Security Tango page, and there is not one day that goes by that somebody doesn't thank me for the Security Tango, and yet nobody donates.
Yeah.
We do this show every week, and people call up and ask questions, and they're always happy when we answer them, and yet nobody donates. What is with computer people that they are so freaking cheap? What is wrong with you people out there? Particularly you Apple people. You'll spend $2,500 on a machine. You won't spend $25 here. I don't get it. What is wrong with you? I do not get it.
And I mean, you're talking the three of us. And on the average, I would say, 4 hours out of our day?
Yeah.
I'm always usually leaving the house at 11 o'clock. And I usually don't get, by the time I get out of here, finish up here at the station, and get home, it's 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So there's four hours out of the prime time in a day. Those are prime hours that, you know, folks, you know, in their day, you know, they're trying to get quite a bit done. And they might be listening to us while they're doing that.
Right.
Well, if we can take the time, you know, every Saturday, and for the most part, that's easily, unless the holiday is on a Saturday, we're here.
Yep.
And then we're coming to you 52 weeks out of the year. And twice a year, we come to you and ask you, hey, dig in your pockets and help us out. We help you out every week. We donate our time. The three of us do not get paid. We have not gotten paid, you know, for doing this show. We do not get paid here at Jazz. We are volunteers. So if we can give up our Saturdays and our time, you know, coming to you twice a year and asking for a few bucks, I don't think is unreasonable.
Some people, I think, are just cheap. I hate to say it, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. It seems like people are not interested.
No, they're not.
The phone is not rung. All of you people listening, you're all sitting there with your hands clenched and your shoulders clenched because you're not calling in, but you're angry that I'm calling you cheap. Call in, then you're not cheap. And how easy is that?
And there's 84 easily right 84 now.
84 people listening to the show right now. How many of them have called in? Wait, 1%.
Yeah. That's an insult. It's an insult to us.
It's an insult.
Really?
It's an insult. 1% of you have pledged. 1% of the people listening.
You know what I mean? It really
hurts. And that's just on the stream. That's not everybody who's listening. That's just the people listening on the stream. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And that's one other thing, though. For the folks that do listen to this podcast, you know, later on in the week, please, we know you folks, you know, sometimes because of your schedules and all that, we do not mean to offend you in any way because of your schedule. But what we won't let you slide on is that, you know, while you're listening to that podcast, that you stop, you can go to the internet securely and make a donation.
It's just at jazz901.org.
And click there and securely. We do not pass that information out, you know, sell your names or any of that other stuff. The information that you provide stays right here in-house.
Yep.
The most we might do is turn around and say, you know, send you a receipt and a thank you. Thank you very much for your support. And if you decide to take one of the great gifts that you can also purchase, you know, it'll come along with your donation that you select, you know, it'll be delivered right to your house.
Right.
And you're enjoying some great information. So please take the time and effort, if you're listening to this podcast, to stop it for a few seconds, go to the page.
You know, when you stop it, you can come right back to that same spot again. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, really. You know, the high-tech situation.
And when you actually come in and do that online, make sure that in the at the bottom of the form there online, you say it's for Soundbites. Please, we would appreciate that very much. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about the Nexus Player, the thing that was introduced by Google. We've already talked about it. It's got all the same things that Hulu does. It's got all the cool things there. It also, you can add a standard, Rich. All right, Rich. Thank you. Rich from Prattsburg has made a donation. Thank you very much, Rich. You're restoring my faith in our streaming listeners. Thank you very much. The rest of you, you have a couple of minutes to do that because we're going to take a short break to allow you to either make that pledge online or just call in. Operator is standing by, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 19 minutes after the hour, Soundbites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I want to thank Joya for a pledge. Thank you so much. We're delighted. Thank you very much for your very generous pledge. And she took me to task, or he took me to task. I don't know. I apologize for not giving out the number often enough. For those of you just tuning in, where the heck have you been for the last hour and a half? But we are in the middle of a pledge drive. Well, we're at the beginning of a pledge drive. I'd like this to be the middle of the pledge drive. But for that to happen, you'd have to call in. And Joya took me to task for not giving the phone number often enough. So here they come. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can always pledge securely online. We'll never have to talk to an actual human being at jazz901.org. Again, we have been given a home here at Jazz 90.1, and it is time for us to show our appreciation for that.
We did a sort of an unwitting social experiment in our office. We still have the radio playing and just music in the office.
Right.
And we had it on one of the top 40 stations and just pop music playing. And people were argumentative and confrontational.
Yep.
To say the least. Well, your computer's broken when you come into the shop, so you're starting off in a bad mood.
Right.
Then we switched it to playing jazz, and people are mellow and
people
calm.
People are happier. They always are happier.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what kind of jazz. There's all kinds of jazz. When you have Will Rucker on the trombone, it's a different kind of jazz.
It's a different kind of jazz. But, you know, it's been proven that your brain waves change when you're listening to jazz. And that's why I listen to jazz when I'm working, because it keeps me focused. It keeps me sharp. And a great way to get that jazz is through jazz901.org or listening to the station directly. And the way you keep those things coming is to call and make a pledge. I want to thank all those who pledged today who believe that Soundbites is something that's worthwhile. Clearly, the rest of you, I don't know what your story is. You're listening, but you're not
waiting for someone
pledging.
Else to pledge. I know. You're waiting for that. But then if everyone waits for someone else, no one actually pledges.
Right.
And we're still here.
Right. So we need you to step up and make the pledge, just like Donna did and Francis did. Is that Francis?
With a Y?
Francis?
With a Y?
No, Francis with a Y.
That would be the thing. She'd have to say, this is Francis with a Y.
Yeah. No, this was Francis with an I, so it's Francis with an E is the one. And now I've got Liza with a Y going through my, Liza with an I, going through my head. But thank you to both Donna and Francis for your pledges on the internet. Both of them, were kind enough to give us, a pledge. Why? Because they value what we do. And, as some others did, and apparently so many do not, but thank you for those who do value this service, who feel that it's important enough to keep us on the air and just to make joy a happy 585-966. Jazz, that's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online and never have to speak to a human at jazz901.org. We appreciate every dollar you send us. We appreciate every nickel you send us. And remember, there are no wrong amounts. Yes, we have levels of membership, 35, 50, 100, 150, 365, 500, 1,000. And there are some great gifts at those levels. But if you are not able to pledge at one of those levels, any amount will help us. Our goal here is to keep this station on the air so that we can continue to bring you sound bites every week. And the only way we do that is for you to become a member. By the way, when you become a member, you could also become a Jazz-O-Matic member. If you, I know that pledging a decent amount of money, some people don't call in because they're embarrassed by the amount. Never be embarrassed by the amount.
Never.
Trust me. You're beating all the people who aren't calling in.
So you're already
ahead of the game. But for many people, they would love to make a large pledge, but they can't do it all at once. Well, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. What that means is for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we will simply charge your credit card or whatever every month. By the end of the year, you've pledged $120, which, of course, you can quit at any time. If your economic situation changes, you can just let the station know and we will stop charging your credit card. And certainly at the end of that year, that's done. But you can qualify for the gifts at the level you reach. So if you're interested in becoming a Jazz-O-Matic member, again, make the call or get online. Oh, and Joya. It's 585-96. Joya is absolutely right. I do not give the numbers often enough. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I, like I said, I want to talk a little bit more about the Nexus Player, one of the things that Apple, that Google announced the other day.
It's so hard to keep all these companies straight, isn't it?
I can't do it.
Yeah, really.
Google is the round one, Apple's the square one.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, rounded rectangle.
Rounded rectangle. Let's say those edges, watch out for them. It's a thing that looks kind of like a hockey puck, a slightly large hockey puck. And what it does is it connects to your television set and gives you all the things you would normally get from, say, a Roku box. You get Hulu and Netflix and about a million other, pretty much anything you can get over the internet, you can get through the Nexus Player. In addition, it works like a Chromecast. So anything you could play on your Android device, you can throw to the big screen through this gizmo. Plus, by the way, it is essentially an Android device inside, so you can run any Android app in it, in particular play games, and it also adds, there's a remote for it, and that remote, you can control by voice. So not only can you say, okay, Google, and do all that stuff, which I found a couple of cool new ones the other day, but you can also... you can also say, you know, find me, what is it? Find Gary Busey.
Yeah.
and it'll do that. And if
he's doing ads for another competing product.
But it works the same way. Yeah. And if you are more interested in gaming, there's a controller, a gamepad you can buy that also works with the Nexus Player, so you can play games. So you end up with a gaming console, a voice-activated Find Your Movie thing, and essentially a Roku box and an Apple TV, and I don't know what it is, a Chromecast, all in one device for $99. Sadly, I slept last night, so when I woke up this morning and raced to my machine to order one, they were already sold out. But the current stock, but there will be plenty more.
There'll be more.
There'll be plenty more. It didn't come online until midnight California time, so it was 3 a.m. for us. And sadly, I was very fast asleep by then. I want to thank Jim from Rochester and Stephen from Honey Eye Falls for their donations on the internet. Very generous. Thank you very much. And Craig for his generous donation. Which he actually called in, just like you could, at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you so much for your donations.
I say the Nexus Player may not be sold out because it's out of stock. It hasn't received FCC certification yet. So Google had to remove it from stores.
Oh.
It's not legal to use in the U.S. yet.
Nice.
Oops. And Apple has run into that too. They have pre-announced products. The iPhone was probably one of the biggest ones. They announced it 6 months before it actually shipped, because people troll the FCC databases looking for who's patenting what.
Uh-huh.
If there was a Google patent for this player, not patent, FCC requirement listing for this box, it would have blown Google's thunder. So we'll announce it first, then we'll get FCC authorization, and then we'll start selling it.
Oh, and so you must have thought it would
expected it to have come through by now.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Oops.
That's very oops. That's very interesting. But I'm looking forward to that. I think that in terms of toys, I was kind of looking at the Motorola 360 watch.
I've heard good things about that. Yeah.
Very good things. One of the interpreters in one of my classes has one. It is so cool. But it is also $350 or $400 or whatever it is. And this is $100, and frankly, I'll watch a whole lot more movies than I'll stare at my wrist for. So, I may get this. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm still waiting for the one that knows when you hold it up and turns the time on.
That's the Motorola.
Motorola does that because
you can set it to do that. You can have it on all the time, or you can set it that when you do this,
yeah,
to roll your wrist over to look at it, it lights up and gives you the time.
If it's on all the time, it's going to waste your battery. So most of them are black until you want them to turn on.
Right.
I've got the Strive, but I've seen the same thing with the Pebble and the Google Gear or Galaxy Gear. You have to tap it to get it to light up, so it that's how it saves its battery life. Yeah. But sometimes my hands are full. I want to see what time it is. It should know I lifted it up to my... you know, the angle or whatever, you know, I'm lifting up and have it turn itself on.
Yep. Now, Apple has removed all that Fitbit stuff, right, from their store. Also,
the Bose speakers.
Also, the Bose speakers.
Because they bought Beats. Did you hear about the NFL mess?
No.
The National Football League signed an exclusive deal with Bose for speakers and headphones.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that Beats are very, very popular with NFL football players.
Yes.
And so a lot of football players, so the NFL has banned Beats, the Beats logo, any Beats headsets from appearing on camera anytime in a football game. There have already been players that have been fined tens of thousands of dollars for showing up at a press conference wearing their Beats.
So pocket change.
Pocket, right. And so when Apple bought Beats, they have now removed all the competing headsets from the Apple stores. So... interesting. I can understand they own Beats. They don't want you to buy Bose. They'd rather you buy Beats, but it just doesn't feel right that they remove somebody one company's product from their store. Although I run into that all the time. I was at Wegmans the other day trying to buy something, and they don't sell that brand anymore. So you have to buy this other brand. Well, I liked the first brand. I don't want
right.
Well, product preference.
Product preference, yeah.
You have product preference. They have better deals from somebody else.
Yep.
I want to thank Steven from Rochester for his generous donation via the internet. What? A donation? Yes, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. The folks here at Jazz 90.1 have been kind enough to give us a home. It's our turn to show a little appreciation for that. And you do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online, as Stephen did, at jazz901.org. We need your support, and we don't get it unless you make that call. Make the call, get online, make the pledge, and let's keep this station on the air. Let's keep this show on this station. Make that pledge.
I mean, you know, when you look at it, you know, Each time we come through, we're looking for $50,000.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, that's not a lot twice a year to come and operate a radio station.
No, it really isn't.
That, I mean, as you folks know, everything else.
If everybody listening to our voices would pledge $10, we'd be done.
Oh, heck yeah.
We'd be way overdone.
Oh, yes.
For the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes, easily.
Yep.
If they took the time, and along with the folks that go to the Jazz Fest. You know, we wouldn't have pledge drives if you folks did it then.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, us coming to you twice a year just to show in your support of a great jazz station.
Right.
And again, you know, Rob really went out on a limb when he asked us to come here.
Yeah, he really did.
Because, you know, we're the talk show.
Right.
We don't even conform to the whole format of this station.
Yeah, and he got some flack from the folks from the powers that be about this. They did not understand the whole idea of a talk show, a call-in computer show. What is that? They don't even know. And so they, you know, that silver-tongued devil got us a spot, and it's our turn to show our appreciation. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, online at jazz901.org. Back just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 40 minutes after the hour, sound bites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I want to thank Stephen, who I think I already thanked, and Stephen and Dan and Gerd for their generous donations. Also, David, thank you very much. We appreciate all of your donations. As you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. Joya would like me to remind you the numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I know, it's a pledge drive. What a pain in the neck this is. But you know what? If everybody listening to the sound of my voice pledged today, the drive would be over. You have no one to blame but yourself that we are pledging. So please help us finish off this pledge drive. Make the call. Don't sit and wait for somebody else to do it. That's not how the world works. There is no trickle down here. We are what you need to help out with. It's 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, jazz901.org. Help us to keep this station alive. Help us to keep this show alive. Make the call. It saddens me. It actually saddens me. I'm a very upbeat guy, but it really makes me sad.
Very emotionally connected with our audience.
We really are. And it makes me sad when the phone doesn't ring. What it makes me think is that people don't care. That you know, we do this every week and really nobody cares. They'll put it on in the background, but they might as well be standing in an elevator listening to Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them. And that saddens me. If it doesn't matter to you, I don't even know why you have the radio on. But for those of you who are listening, because this show means something to you, because you like the typical weeks when we are answering computer questions, then help us get back to that. Make the call today. Make the pledge today. I really, truly do mean it. If everybody who listens to this show actually picked up the phone and made a pledge today, and it doesn't have to be a huge pledge, just a pledge, this drive would be over.
Oh, heck yeah.
This drive would be over. If everybody pledged, even at the $35 level, this pledge would probably be over for the year, but I haven't done the math in my head. But it would be probable that it would be.
Yeah.
But all we need is for you to make that call. It's so simple. Just pick up the phone. If you're in the 585 area code, just dial 966-5299. Talk to the nice and sweet-voiced Phil Dodd. You can do it toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like interacting with humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We would so, so very much love to have you become a member of the Soundbites family. Make the call. Make the pledge. Make this show on the air. The only way that happens is if this station stays on the air. The only way that happens is if you make the call and make the pledge. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member, $10 or more per month, and you can keep that up for as long as you want. And we'll be happy to make sure that you become part of that.
Because what folks also have to realize is, like, right here, staring right here in front of me, are three of our CD players. We are a station that, you know, when, say, I'm doing a Thursday night show, which I'll be doing again on the 30th, I was asked to come in. All right, each one of these costs a few bucks. They're not pocket change. These are high-end CD players.
So we want to give you the best sound quality we can?
Exactly. And, you know, once in a while, they do break, and that costs money. Because they're used throughout the day constantly as a DJ. You're sitting there rotating between the three of those playing CDs.
We are the only talk show on this channel. It was very, very risky and unusual for Rob to bring in a talk show.
Yeah.
And the other thing, though, is when you call in the station, say you listen to jazz during the day, you can call one of the other DJs and say, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind if you could take it out of the library and play this particular song for me. You know what? The DJs will take the time, go and grab it, and put it on for you. You try doing that with other stations, and they might sit there and say, well, we'll see if we can get it in. Forget it. I can tell you right now that's not going to happen. If their playlist is already programmed, they've already been dictated what they got to play and what's going to fill those slots. So to get a request in there, you don't have many chances. But if you do that here at Jazz 90.1, you know, during one of those particular shows, especially during the daytime, they're turning around and they'll do their darndest. I know Linda and Rob and Phil, all those folks. You know, if they get somebody to call in and say, hey, I'd like to listen to a certain artist and play that tune, boom, they'll go and get it if we have it in the library. And most likely we do. So, you know, those are other things to consider besides, you know, just listening to us on Soundbites, giving you free computer information, which can save you hundreds of bucks.
That's exactly right.
Because you take your machine in, and I guarantee you, just to clean up the average stuff is going to be over $100. I think Steve will agree with me there. Minimum. $100
And to hire the three of us to come into your house every week and answer any of your computer questions, you wouldn't want to. Well, I may want to be able to afford that, but you wouldn't want to afford it.
Right. I'd like to be able to afford it, absolutely.
Yeah. So I've always said, Willie Nelson got busted for owing $1 million in back taxes. How much money did he make to owe $1 million in taxes?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to make that much money to owe $1 million in taxes.
Yeah, really.
We're coming up on the end. We did not beat the polka guys. Not even close. For those of you who were generous enough to pledge today, I can't thank you enough. I can't tell you what it means to me to know that you folks are willing to step up and be part of the family. Thank you so very, very, very much. For the rest of you, that is what it is. But for those of you who were kind enough to pledge in any amount, anywhere from $10 on up, we're very, very honored.
And one other thing, though, for the folks that listen to the podcast, I'd like to remind you folks that you're hearing this later on. You know, down the road, you know, if you're going to listen and go online and make your pledge, make sure that you put in there in the comments that it is for Soundbites. We want you to be counted part of our family, that, you know, these folks, you know, really enjoy our program because we provide that service that you can listen to it on during the week. When maybe it's a little more convenient because maybe of work schedule or who knows what. Because we do have hundreds of folks that do listen to it other than just Saturday.
Right.
So, you know, again, please take the time, go online, put in there your pledge, and that it is for Soundbites, please.
And if
we'd like to acknowledge you folks, and Rob will tell us, and we'll thank you the following week for taking the time and effort to make that pledge to us.
Right, and if you're one of the many people who listens to Soundbite while you're jogging, God bless you. I wish I had your fortitude. But in addition to that, take a moment to pull over and jog in place for a minute. Grab your cell phone, go to jazz901.org, and make that pledge before you forget. Because you get home, you cool down, you relax, you have a glass of water, and the next thing you know, you're doing something else. So don't forget. Make the call, make the pledge. You can still call and say it's for Soundbites, even though we're about done. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or jazz901.org. You can become a member at any level, any amount of money. We're more than honored to take it. And you can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member for $10 or more a month. We'll take the monthly pledge for as long as you want. And when you're done, just let us know and we'll stop taking your money. But we need your help. please keep this station and this show on the air. In addition, I want to thank Stephen, who just called in a pledge. Thank you so much for a very generous pledge. We appreciate it. We are done for another week, and I want to thank all those of you who were so kind and so generous to make that pledge and to join the family. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites. Don't go away, because right now George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow, so there's not a lot of danger involved in this. But we'll be back next week with a whole lot more Soundbites. Again, thanks to all of you who pledged. I couldn't be more honored to call you members of our family, and we'll see you next week on Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.